Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, folks. I tell you what, this is a beautiful Friday. It is quiet in my house. When you have 17, 18 people in here and the majority of them leave and go back home, you miss them. But, man, it gets quiet fast. We are in Darren Falter's book, How to Select a Network Marketing Company, 6 Keys to Scrutinizing, Comparing, and Selecting a Million-Dollar Home-Based Business. We're in key number 2, product industry, what to sell and why. Get out your pens and paper because I'm telling you, this chapter starts on page 56 and goes to page, 90-something. It's like, 110. It is the biggest chapter in here, I think. But we're gonna get some great info. Because Darren really talks about how do you dig down? What to sell? What not to sell? How do I know what company is going to make it? He says, imagine looking at a list of 1,000 companies and trying to figure out how to narrow the list down. Man, when you think about it, there's about 2,000 companies on average, always in operation on a yearly basis. We figure that somewhere between 1,000 and 1,500 will go out of business every year. Somewhere around 1,000 new ones will launch, all calling themselves some type of a direct selling, MLM, multi-level marketing, network marketing type of company. But here are some of the big ones that have gone out of business. AOL Select, Consumer Byline, Destiny Telecom, Dynamic Essentials, XL Communication. XL Communication was the largest network marketing company ever to go bankrupt, over $1 billion. International Heritage, Jewel Way, Network 2000. Network 2000 was based out of Kansas City. It was the MLM arm of Sprint when it started, and they basically eliminated it. Sprint decided to go retail with Radio Shack. C-Silver, Quorum, SkyBiz, The Tax People. If you wanted to look at current names, we could look at Burn Lounge, out of business. I mean, up and coming, and just flat, bam, flat on their face. World Leadership Group, heavy in the real estate market, growing like crazy, went out of business when the real estate market fell. There's all kinds of companies. Part of the reason, let's look at part of the reason why these companies seem to go out. Number one, bad news. Bad news travels fast. Something happens, boom. Burn Lounge was making millions of dollars a year, and as soon as they got hit with the FTC lawsuit, the following year it was down to like a few hundred thousand. The name. I'll tell you, Darren's great on this. Here's some names that will, if they don't surely put you out of business, they probably quickly will. Because here's what happens. They're either too much alike like everybody else's, or it just brings regulatory issues. Anytime you use the word way in your name, you're not going to be differentiated. I mean, it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Whoever does the branding for a lot of these companies, they really don't know what they're doing because there's too many ways. Anything with the word life in it, there's too many words out there with life. Anything with the word natural, new, or in you, or new, that's more wealth. Anything with the wealth in it, forget it. Some others. And these are problems because more than likely it will cause regulators to take a peek at you. Anything with the word easy way in it. Anything with the word everyday wealth, share the wealth, cruise to cash, vacations. These are all companies that just belly up. Okay, health for wealth, that's another one. I'll tell you a new one. Now, I would say if you put the word rewards in a company name, it's going to hurt you because there's too many companies with the word rewards in it. It just doesn't work. Darren writes this. He said, these companies do not focus on a traditional product openly accepted in the marketplace. Instead, they focus on concepts of making money. And when you lead with money making, you may as well be vigorously waving a red flag in front of the government, taunting them to take aggressive actions. That is a just the way it is. The network marketing, direct selling, wasn't about trying to manipulate and get around the laws. It was to actually lower the cost of consumer products and drive them into the homes, and by doing that, home-based entrepreneurs would make money. Avon is well known for the ding-dong lady. Watkins Products, been around almost as long as Avon. Stanley Products, Shackley Products, even Amway. This is what you've got to look at. Some names that were just bad, they're kind of weird, scary names, is United Sovereigns, Iron Curtain Labs. Iron Curtain Labs actually is a weight loss company. They actually have great products. Okay, now here's another thing. If you're out there deciding on a name or you're looking at company names, there's also a thing that you've got to work at if it's got a bad acronym. Promol Systems. Okay, I don't think I want to go around telling everybody I work for PMS. Okay, Staff of Life, which is an actual company. Do you want to go around telling everybody SOL? You know, I mean, think about it. Or here's one, State of Being Services. Okay, SOB, yeah, I work for an SOB. Okay, they're humorous, but I'll give you one that's brand new. I mean, this company's been a couple years old, and when they launched, I told the owner, this is a bad name. Social Outbreak, okay? If you look at anything that has to do with STDs, okay, you know that Social Outbreak is not a good deal. This is what happens, and this is why you got to be careful. And you may say, Troy, but I don't have a right with the company name. No, but you can pick a company, because I tell you what, like Darren, I can usually look at a company name and tell you if it's a scam or not, or will be seen as a scam. It's that simple. Lazy man's ways to wealth. No, you shouldn't join that company. It's a scam. Okay, you want a company that's going to have some decent products. Now, the second thing you've got to look at is, okay, but what about the industry? Every industry under the sun has joined a network marketing, from auto supplies, arts and crafts, baby products, I mean, you name it. I was actually yesterday going through all of the websites of the international DSA organizations looking at the companies. There is nothing. I mean, from lingerie. Matter of fact, let me take it a deep. Ladies, please forgive me. I have a company that sells organic feminine products. Okay, now you talk about a monthly auto ship. There's no doubt under the sun they got a great monthly auto ship. Ladies love the products. Everything has been sold in network marketing. The question is, what works and what doesn't. Now, some will tell you, and Darren writes about this, products versus services. A lot of people say, Troy, I just want to market a service. For the majority of my network marketing career, I made my money marketing services. I that are still in existence today, but I want you to understand this. Services are the minority. A good service company, there's going to be heavy-duty compliance and heavy-duty certification for you to do it. I spent thousands of dollars as a financial service expert, both in the insurance side of it and in the security side of it. We made millions of dollars to date. Statistics show A.O. Williams, now Primerica Financial Services, has created more million-dollar earners, six-figure-dollar earners, or $600,000 earners, five-figure earners and four-figure earners than any other company in network marketing history, maybe in business, when we look at sales. They pay out close to $1 billion a year in commissions. Their original people have been with them for years and make anywhere from $12, $13, $14 million a year. They're the world's largest life insurance and financial service brokerage. But you know what? 4 million people have gone through their system as distributors. Right now, they only have about 125,000. At the height, they only had 225,000. And yet, they still are the world's largest. They're still out there doing it right. But it takes a long time, and they're only one of two. The other one is World Financial Group, and they're very small compared to what these guys are. Prepaid Legal, another service-based company. There's only one of them. You don't see two. Keller Williams, the only real estate company that has a network marketing comp plan. There's a reason that services do not do well. Okay, so right off the bat, if you're looking to get into network marketing and make it a career, pick the right company, you really should look for products. That's the way. You need to have products that are going to be auto-shipped on a regular basis. You need to do something that's very duplicatable, that isn't going to take a lot of time. Now, a lot of people will say, well, Troy, what about Party Plan?
Well, Darren covers that.
Okay, a party plan company basically is a company that's set up and focused on delivering their products and their message through home parties. Now, here's what we've got to look at. There are companies today, classified up-and-coming, rockin' network marketing companies. Evolve Health is one of them. Evolve Health is a network marketing company, but they are a hybrid because they promote tasting parties. Matter of fact, most of the current juice companies are doing this. They're having tasting parties in the homes. Monavie's doing this. Noni started to do this. Evolve is doing this. There's a lot of different companies. You take a company, the fastest growing company right now happens to be Visalus Science. They actually have weight loss parties. So this has changed the definition of party plan just a little bit, because in the old days we thought a party plan as Pampered Chef, Creative Memories, Discovery Toys, Barefoot Books, Mary Kay, Passion Parties. I mean, there's all kinds of. Matter of fact, my mama did a network marketing deal for a few years. It was a plants that grew in rocks and water, and you had home parties. Okay, so in most cases, those are different, and Darren's not talking about those, but there are some cases now where the companies have become hybrids, so to speak. So look at that. If you're with a party plan company, I would suggest you not leave at all. I tell you what, matter of fact, Arbonne is a phenomenal company that I look at, and they do a lot of party planning stuff. Okay, don't leave that company. Okay, they're going good. What about MLM support companies? Well, the largest MLM support company doesn't offer a compensation plan. It's called Cutting Edge Media. But the largest running of all the MLM support companies was ProStep. It was the company that I helped to run. It was founded by Kevin Lehman. 12 years it was in business. It launched most of what you see today on the internet. They're out of business. They had a compensation plan. People made lucrative money, $80,000, $90,000 a month. It's out of business. All these new support companies you see, Empower Network is the big one right now. Okay, first of all, I believe that the 99.9% of them are out of compliance based on the new business opportunity rule that the FTC put into play on March 1st. I'll tell you that right now. But all of them are out of compliance just under Section 5 of the FTC rules, which states, you, in one case, you cannot show income claims. And I was on a webinar the other night, and they're showing $200,000 in 9 days. No disclaimer statements, nothing. This is illegal. It's not that it's unethical. It's just flat out illegal. None of them have a longer run than ProStep. Most of them are out of business within 5 years. It's internal consumption. You're out there trying to promote your crap to another network marketer and hope that your little mousetrap works better than theirs. To me, one of the best systems out there is My Home Business. It offers a two-level affiliate, but all of the services are tried and true by one of the pioneers in online services, Enrique Garibay, the owner of MLM Leads. I trust him. I know what he's about. I know his services. And I would promote that over any other system out there because it doesn't have this gigantic comp plan that's going to turn your people away. MLM support companies is not someplace. I'm going to tell you that right now. It is not going to work. Plain and simple. What about loser industries? Industries that have worked. Satellite, gold coins, DVD, sporting goods, gasoline additives, fruitcakes, cigarettes, wines. Okay, all these, for the most part, have not lasted in and of themselves. Now, we've seen a big influx in organic foods and luxury foods. I think they have a way of making it, because people want to live healthy. And once you've lost your weight, you want to make sure you leave it off, so you want to eat proper food. Those could be good. But something that I have to mention, two things. One is the gold coins. There's a difference between selling bullion and coins as a commodity and collecting gold and silver coins like at Numis Network. Okay, firm believer that at Numis Network you have something that's unique. Will it last? We don't know that. It was really kind of a category creator in the way that they're doing their stuff, so we're just going to have to wait and see how that one goes. Another one that I caution everybody on, this is high risk, and that's the commodities, utilities industry. I understand that that one of the unique concepts in the energy sector is to talk about green energy certificates. But I want to explain something. If you look at the history, this is the second round that energy has tried to do it in network marketing. The first time it didn't work, and I don't know that long term it will work here. Right now it's getting a little bit convoluted. There's a lot of compliance that has to go into play, because deregulation doesn't mean no regulation. And companies have already been fined tens of thousands of dollars because of this. You have to be very cautious on this kind of stuff. You just want to be careful. What about buying clubs? What we're seeing lately are penny auctions or reverse auctions. And somebody said, Troy, you've been talking a lot about Zeek and Bitify and CO2. Do you think these companies last? The answer, my professional opinion is no. They've never lasted long term. The difference is reverse auctions is new. It was really launched by Dubly Network back in the mid-2000s. And I question the validity. And even Dubly Network has changed its business model to offer a bunch of other stuff, and now they're the wholesale provider of a lot of the back-end engines and stuff like that. So the question is it a valid product that can be utilized? All of the penny auctions that I've seen, one person wins the auction. The money that's earned and the money that's paid out is coming from the buying and selling of bids or the buying and selling of certificates. And then you give those away free. I don't think that's a viable network marketing model. I don't think it's a viable network market or direct selling. As a matter of fact, I don't even think it comes under that at all. So those are some stuff that is in here. So what is it that we should look at? How can we look at some things that will determine if it's good or not? Is the product good or not? Here's Darren's 7 secrets. I love this. Number one. Does it have an emotional connection? The product must induce a positive mental or physical change that results in an emotional attachment to that brand. I see that with OxyFresh products. I actually use their toothpaste, their mouthwash, and their body care. Richard Brook is the owner of that company, 20 years old, phenomenal products. They actually have some pet products I've started using with my dog. Number two, is it consumable? The product must be used up and replaced on a monthly, weekly, or daily basis. That's why this new organic feminine hygiene company has come into play and are doing very well. Number three, is it unique? The product needs to be very unique. Now, right now, we got a bunch of unique products coming out in weight loss, and it's going to be interesting to see which ones make it. Is the product traditional? It needs to be unique, but not so unique that nobody knows what it is or how to use it. Is the product valuable? Too many times we see companies create comp plans and then they find a cheap product and throw too big of a price on that. You can't do that. It has to be valuable. Is it a timely product? In other words, is it in high demand? This is another reason services don't work. When I would sell somebody a 20-year term life insurance policy, I don't have to go back for 20 years, so I've got a lot of selling I'm going to have to do. Is the product stable? Is there a high demand for it now and later? These are big. See, if you don't have this, you have a problem. So let's look at these one by one. What would be the question from an emotional standpoint? You need to ask yourself, does your product possess benefits that result in immediate emotional attachment? Number two, we got to look at, is it consumable? Is your product consumed on a monthly or even weekly basis and then reordered? Do you have a strong month-to-month customer retention? This goes to Yoli's product, Darren's company. It is the one weight loss system that I utilized that has worked for me. I dropped almost 15 pounds total. Have not, of all the other products I've tried, none of them worked but that one. Okay, so to me, I'm going to be on that product for a while. Is it unique? Is your product unique and exclusive to the marketplace? This goes to 2110, another one of Richard Brooks' companies. Their Life Shots is exclusive and unique. And right now, it's beating a lot of the other products in its niche. I love it. Other one, traditional. This is good. Has your specific product been sold successfully, I'll get it out, through network marketing over the past 40 years or more? Do the masses consider it a commonly purchased product? This would include cosmetics, water filters, nutritional, vacuum cleaners, cookware. And not all those are successful in network marketing, but those are what we would call traditional. Is it valuable? Is your product worth its price and maybe more? Based on its benefits, would it sell at full retail price in a store? Watkins products sell at full retail value in the stores. Tupperware sells at full retail value in the stores. Drink Act over at Youngevity sells at full retail price in the stores. This is powerful. This is something that you've got to look at and you've got to understand. Is it timely? The timely question would be, is your product in extreme demand in the marketplace right now? Let's take Zeke Rewards. It's a company that I've cautioned people on, and I've when they've made corrections, I've talked about it. That company is not in extreme demand inside of the commonplace, the marketplace. Now, what it does do is that it fixes a person who has this quirk about wanting to try to beat something all the time, kind of a little gambling niche or a little competitive edge in gaming, stuff like that. You know, so I look at that and it's like, well, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to last long term. I think this is a fad. Stability. Is your product in high demand over the next 20 years? This is where Primerica, Prepaid Legal, Keller Williams, they've done very well in the service niche. But what you see in traditionally in network marketing that have worked, that have lasted, are companies like kids products. Home decor products. These companies have lasted forever and ever and ever. And this is what you've got to look at. Sometimes the home security could work. It's worked in network marketing. Long distance services didn't work. Personal care products last, especially if they're eco-friendly right now. They're in big demand. Clothing has lasted in different phases. Companies come and go. Weekenders was one of our largest that left, but then you've got Jockey person-to-person that's come in strong. So here's what we're going to look at in the last few minutes. I'm going to give you the top 100 companies in a snapshot. We're going to look at the primary, and we're going to look at their core product line. Write this down. 75% are nutritional supplements. 34% of these companies also have personal care as a secondary focus. 9% of the personal care are cosmetics. 43% of these companies reviewed had nutritional products as a complementary line. Arbonne Cosmetics actually has a weight loss line. Makes sense. They're women. 3% household products as a flagship. Okay, this would be like Stanley products, Fuller Brush, Shackley, companies like that. 2% have been telecom, cell phones, or VoIP. I'm going to tell you from studying that industry extensively, they haven't lasted. There's not one company that's more than 10 years old. None of them are 10 years old, but there's a few over 5. 2% financial services. The two companies that have been there the longest, Primerica Financial Services and World Financial Group. And the last 9% make up a bunch of hodgepodge of internet companies and other companies. Here's the final score. Okay, the A-list, nutritional supplement and health products. Those have lasted better than anything. Personal care products, skin care, hair care, body care, even pet care products would be on the A-list. The B-list, okay, would be household products. And that would be if they're environmentally friendly, because that is the trend right now, and I don't see it moving. The C list, these are what we would call alternative MLMs, would be telecom, financial programs, travel and vacation, legal services, buying clubs, national team is a buying club. Video email marketing, internet advertising, stuff like that, those are on the C list. They are not going to last long, but if you see them and you can use them and their services are good, they'll benefit you. The D list, computer hardware and software. My last company was an internet security company. I loved it. The product and service was needed. I still make a big check from that compared to what other networkers make, but it wasn't a good fit in network marketing. Internet access services, hosting, broadband, websites, that is not good for network marketing. Books, reports, and emails. Now, I think books are good if they're hard copy books and they're for kids, but that's a small niche, like he says, it is the D list. Water filters and air filters, that has come and gone. It is not a product that you want to lead with. Buying clubs, catalog clubs, they're not good. Lead generation, jewelry, satellites, automobiles. Electronics, grocery, and coupons suck. I don't think it's a good one at all. Information services, it's still got a long ways to go. It's not one that I would put on that a big list. Clothing, fashions, and lingerie. Here's the problem with, let's just use lingerie. Most lingeries that are sold in the United States as direct selling also come with an adult, what do you call them, accessories, toy line, oils, passion, stuff like that. It's too conservative out there. How the heck are you going to know if you're not going to offend somebody? So that is not a good move if you want to last as a professional network marketer. Okay, I love this book, man. You need to go to networkingbook.com and buy the daggum book, because I told you I left out numerous stuff we couldn't get in a 30-minute show. Powerful stuff here. Monday, we look at part six, looking at the numbers. This is great. We're going to be in chapter six, key number three, timing when to join the company. It's a rocking deal. Folks, have a great weekend. Live life like it's an epic adventure. Remember, you are network marketing, so act like it. I'll see you Monday morning right here on RealMentorsRadio.com.